Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Stella Lefty, here we are. It's so good to have you over in the UK. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to be here.
Number one in the UK on the country radio airplay chart for a seventh week in a row with Boston.
So crazy.
I know. It's so crazy. For this year, it's tied Ella Langley, She's in Texas.
I know. I saw that the other day and I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just accolade after accolade. Are you kind of getting used to this now? Or are you still like, my mind is blown?
No, I'm still, my mind is blown. I don't know when it will ever not feel like that.
So I was in Nashville for CMA Fest.
You were?
Yeah, I was.
Oh my God.
And I saw you lots.
You did?
Yeah, of course I did. I wasn't just hanging out at CMA Fest.
Oh my God. Well, we, you know.
So I, the first time I saw you, it was on the stage outside of Bridgestone Arena that you shut down.
Oh, the Good Molecule stage.
Yeah, that
yes,
one. Yeah.
That was so fun.
And you shut down the whole of downtown Nashville. It was so exciting.
It was so exciting.
And you know, I'd been there, like the last time I'd seen that happen was maybe 2 years before that when Shaboozey was playing that same stage with Bar Song.
Yes, I heard about that.
And I was having deja vu because there you were with Boston and all of your other great music. And it was this, it was like the vibe was intense. Like as a fan, it was so exciting.
Did you have fun?
I had the best time, but okay, so did everybody. Like they literally closed all the streets around that because no more people would fit there. People hanging off the balconies and the rooftops. And you were there in the center of it all. And were you able at that moment to take it in at all? Or are you just kind of like, whoa?
I didn't know, first of all, that the stage had shut down. Right. So when I was singing, I was just like, there seems like a lot of people, but I was like, maybe they're just like walking by. I was like, I don't know. But then after when I found that out, I was like, that's the craziest thing I've ever
heard. But you know, also I think from, because I was kind of front side stagey bit, and you on stage certainly wouldn't have been able to see how big the crowd was because it goes around the corner and all the streets and people who couldn't even really see you but could hear you were crowded down all of those side streets as well. Like, do you feel the energy in that? Even if you can't take it all in visually or you're so in the moment kind of singing, there must be just like a rush of energy coming towards you.
For sure. For sure. I mean, I felt that the other day when we played Hyde Park.
I saw that too.
Yes. Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, that was also enormous crowd for you.
So crazy. And that one, like the energy, like everybody singing, everybody dancing, like that to me is like as good as it gets. And that's how I felt about the Good Molecule stage. I was like, this is so fun.
Yeah, it was a really good vibe. And also just must be so kind of rewarding as an artist that you're putting this stuff out there. And some of it quite personal. I mean, obviously so much music is personal, but certainly your music seems to have a real kind of foundation in your actual life. Mm-hmm. And so you're making this stuff that's actually quite personal to you. And then suddenly you're like, thousands of people are connecting with this.
Yeah, very crazy.
So is that crazy. Too much to take in?
No, I mean, yes, it is.
Yeah,
It is.
I mean, I can only imagine. Because
it's very
not
strange.
A lot of people have this experience that you're having. And then, all right, so I saw you there where you shut down the whole of Nashville. Mm-hmm. And then the next time I saw you was in the stadium.
Yes.
So
scary, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's like 60,000 people. There's a platform in the middle of the stadium. I was on that platform, like 7 feet from you.
Okay.
And Vincent Mason is doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And then he brings you out. But he also, you know what was really lovely about it? And I wonder for you how it felt, because he told just a really lovely story about how you guys met and got together. And like, you know, just he kind of told your relationship to like 60,000 people. And then he was like, and here she is. Now let's sing this very personal song.
Yes, I know. I know. It was honestly, it was so sweet. I feel like every time he does something like that, I just, before I get on stage, I'm like, oh my God, I can't. I was like, it's so crazy feeling. But it's so fun to sing with him. Like, truly.
I bet.
I feel like I could, like, that was the perfect, I'd never sang in a stadium before.
Yeah, so I was going to say, is that, was at that point, was that the biggest crowd that you sang for?
Yes. Yeah, definitely the biggest crowd. But I feel like I was looking at him because I was so nervous. And he was like, when I was, you know, staring at him, I felt better. I was like, okay, we're not in front of 60,000 people, but we were.
Yeah, Something to Lose is the song that we're talking about that you do with Vincent Mason. And yeah, even though 60,000 people there, obviously, it's been filmed for television all across America as well. But A, within that 60,000 people, you're kind of on a smaller, like you're on a more intimate platform,
yes,
even though you're surrounded by all these thousands
so
of people.
So you look around and you see everybody, but you're not on the...
Because there's something about that platform. It kind of feels like a club gig.
Yeah.
Oddly, because everybody's just kind of standing there in front of you.
Totally.
Literally closer than we are now, people are standing in front of that stage. And then... to make it even more intimate, you're able to just sing to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really so fun, truly. Like, that was the most fun I think that I had that weekend.
Yeah, it was a great
show. It was so cool.
Super great show. And then you've done Hyde Park with Mumford that we talked about. And then you did a gig, which is more kind of a... When you started out, was it club gigs that you were doing?
I mean, it was... I was opening for people in, like, 200 cat venues.
Right.
So now... You know, I'm headlining those venues.
Yes, I know, and selling it out, which is amazing. And what's great about your music is, from a country perspective, is that it fits so perfectly within the world of country music, but it also stretches so far outside of it as well. And I always think that's such a great thing because it brings, A, it shows how broad country music is, and
totally.
B, it lets people who think they don't like country music, it kind of gives them an in. In a way.
I love that.
It's kind of like you're a gateway drug for people into country music.
I'll be that. I'll be a gateway drug. I love that.
When you were growing up and kind of, maybe even before you started really like focusing on music heavily, were you listening to everything? Was country like, where was country in that world for you?
There was a lot of country. I grew up listening to country music.
Okay.
Like everyone in my family is huge country music fans. So I feel like that was really my first introduction to music was country music.
Right.
And then obviously Taylor Swift, early Taylor, she was a country girl.
Yeah.
So that was like the first Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And then I fell in love with Tim McGraw and then started listening to Tim McGraw. So, you know.
Did you hear the biggest rumor of CMA Fest that involved Taylor Swift?
What was it?
I can't remember if it was the night that you were playing, was Tim McGraw playing that night? I can't remember the line of it now. But anyway, Tim McGraw was one of the headliners one night, right?
People thought she was
good. Rumors sweeping across Nashville that everybody got so caught up in they could barely stand themselves was Tim McGraw's playing, Taylor Swift is in Nashville, that was confirmed. It's 20 years since she released Tim McGraw. She's going to come out and sing with Tim McGraw. So the whole audience was waiting for Taylor to come out.
It would have been iconic.
It didn't happen. I don't know why I'm bringing it up.
That should happen.
I love a good rumor.
Me too. Especially that one. Especially Taylor Swift coming out with Tim McGraw. I mean...
Have you been, now that you are kind of, this is all happening in the way it is for you, are you meeting like heroes? Are you meeting people that you're like, wow, I can't believe that I'm on the same stage or I'm chatting with you or you know my song?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I got to meet, I've met like, I love Ella Langley. I'm such an Ella stan.
Uh-huh.
And I got to meet Ella, which was so amazing and she's so nice. And same like, I just feel like the country women are so supportive and so amazing. And so I feel like, yeah, I've gotten to meet some people that I'm just like, how do you know that I exist?
You know? And also, country women killing it right now.
Killing it.
And I love that there's also this big revival of kind of 90s country vibes as well, which is at the time that women were absolutely on the top of the country world in the 90s as well. And it's so good. Ella coming out and doing that thing with Jody Messina and re-releasing Here for the Party, like shows this kind of cross-pollination of 90s country and where we are today. But also, you're right. Like, it's something that you don't see a lot of. Not that it's not a thing with the guys. It doesn't vocally need to be a thing with the guys, but you certainly with women hear them going out of their way to be vocally supportive, to have them on their tours, to do all of that. So it's nice that you feel that as well.
Yeah. There's definitely like, I feel like a sister, like a big sister vibe out there. You know, they want to bring you in and protect you.
Yeah. Would you duet with any, like, is there anybody that you're like, oh, I've got to do a duet with Ella Langley or something?
Oh my
like
God.
That?
I would love to do a duet with Ella Langley. Are you kidding? I'm such a fan. So that would be amazing. But yeah, I mean, there's so many people. I feel like, you know, if Taylor Swift asked me, I would probably say yes.
Yeah.
I would. But yeah, I mean, there's so many people that I'm such fans of, so.
Do you know anybody who went to her wedding?
No.
I know.
Do you?
Well, I mean, there was a whole country.
Did you go to her wedding?
Yeah, well, the NDA has yet to expire. But no, there were so many country people there. I don't know if you saw or not, but like Mayor Morris was there.
Miranda,
Little Big Town, Brad Paisley. So it's like she had her country peeps there as well.
I think that she's coming around.
This was also.
I have a theory.
All right, give us the theory.
Well, that's my theory. That's my theory right there, is that I think that this next album is going to be a country album.
That is also the rumor that was going around CMA Fest, is because her new song, like the one from Toy Story 5, it's country vibes.
Country vibes.
Yeah.
I knew it, I knew you.
And do you feel that like you, because I don't feel like this is a thing anymore, but I know that particularly in country music, both fans and a little bit of industry, people love people, like everybody says, we don't like to put people in a box, right? But certainly people love to put people in a box, right?
They love to.
And certainly when it comes to country music, mm-hmm. there's always, I've felt, this kind of push-pull thing going on where it's like, we really want country to be super popular and crossover, but don't crossover too far. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling that right now? Because you are just the perfect example of a country artist who is crossing over in a big way.
I mean, I think for me, like, I don't even think about it.
Good.
Because I grew up listening to, obviously, I told you, like, country music, but also, like, so much pop music. Mm. Like, I loved, and especially, like, with Taylor and Miley and the music that they were releasing early on and the music that they release now, like, I'm still a huge fan of them, you know, in their pop era, in their country era, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I just make the music that I want to listen to myself. And if that falls into country, it falls into pop, I'm like, wherever it lies, I'm good.
Yeah, because listening through to all of your back catalog, and the great thing about having a song like Boston, which goes as massive as it does, it means that everybody starts digging back in mm-hmm. to stuff that they might have missed beforehand, and obviously the new stuff that you have coming out as well. But going back through kind of your stuff, there's a little bit of like all sorts of inspiration, sounds like, in there.
Yeah, there for sure. I mean, there was an era where I moved to LA and was releasing songs that I'm not obsessed with now. I'm not obsessed. But, you know, post Thinking About You.
But so you know what? Somebody's obsessed with those songs.
Okay, yeah.
And they're speaking to somebody.
And I'm so grateful for that, which is why I've kept them up, you know? Like, even if they're not my favorite songs now, that was an era.
Yeah.
You know, that was a moment in time. But Yeah, I love the new songs.
Are you still out in LA? Have you moved to Nashville?
No, I'm still in LA.
Do you, because that must also give you a whole different kind of, it's a whole different lifestyle, for one, but also it must just give you a whole different kind of view of the things that you write about and experiences that you do write about.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I feel like for me, I'm in Nashville so much.
Yeah, you must be.
That it feels like I'm, like, also kind of living there at points. But I love LA because my friends are just so awesome. Like, I wouldn't ever.
And also probably, because in Nashville, also loads of awesome people. Almost all of them work in some way, shape, or form within the music industry. Mm-hmm. My LA friends that I have, like, they have creative artistic friends, but from like all different, you know, not just film and TV and all that,
totally.
But also visual arts and like every, you know, fashion, etc. Mm-hmm. So is that the same with your friend circle there?
No, all my friends in LA are artists or songwriters.
Are they?
They are, which, you know, at times is tough. It can be tough.
Yeah, but also that is, I mean, the songwriting scene in LA, is it work totally differently than it does in Nashville? Because people in Nashville, everybody always talks about how they treat songwriting as a job. Mm. You know, like they go to a write and they get there at whatever time.
Right, the 11 a.m. writing.
All of that. And is it a bit more loosey-goosey in LA?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because people are writing, like, at least for me and, like, my friends, it's so much more fluid. It's like, you know, you could start writing at 7 p.m. and write until 1 in the morning. Or you could write for an hour and, like, see, you know what I mean? It's just less planned.
And are you, when you're writing, because everybody, and I actually, it would be good to know from you if it's true, because, you know, when something as big as Boston happens and everybody has little clips that they say about it where they're like, she wrote it in 15 minutes on a train. Is that true?
On a train?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't on a train.
All right. See, this is why we have you here, Stella.
That's the rumor mill. Okay?
All right. There
that's
we
the
go.
Rumor. So no.
I know you've told it 1,000 times, but just so that we have it and we now know, like, how did the song come about?
Okay. So I was in Nashville.
Okay.
Not on a train.
Okay, first line we've heard, yes.
Yes, I was sitting at the piano.
Okay.
It was 15. I basically had a small window of time before going on a date.
Okay.
And I hadn't written anything that day. And I think I had been in Nashville for like a few days. So I was like, I need to write something. Like, this is bad. Like,
because back and forth to Nashville to do songwriting stuff.
Yes. And this was like early days of me seeing the guy that I'm dating now. Vincent, we talked about him.
Yeah.
Love. But before we were dating, this is when we were hanging out, and we had like a brief window of time before he was picking me up. Like, we were going to hang out on a date. We were going on a date. And I was like, I'm just going to write something, because if I don't, I'll like truly feel bad about myself. I'm like, I need to do something today.
Okay.
So I'm sitting at the piano and I write the chorus and then post it on my alt like TikTok account and then go on the date and truly don't think about it. Until the next day, and I'm like, okay, people like this. What's going on? And then,
boom,
finished it.
Amazing. Okay, now we've got it.
That's the truth.
All right,
there,
we've got the truth
straight
from Stella Lefty. Excellent. Hey, do you know what I'm loving at the moment is Good at Leaving.
Me too. I'm loving that.
I love it. So we're playing it all week long because
we
do this thing called Spotlight Artists, where we pick out brand new songs that come out, and then we just play them all week long to give them a little bit of a oomph.
Thank you.
Tell us about that song.
I love that song. That song to me is so addictive. Like, I was like obsessed with it the minute we wrote it. I couldn't get it out of my head. But it's about being afraid to let yourself be in love, and also like truly not letting yourself be in love and being like, I'm just not capable of this right now. And that was once an era that I was in. No longer, but previous era.
Great. Well, we love it. And then what? So you're traveling loads. Did you grow up traveling a lot? Like, are you good at traveling?
I mean, I'm good at traveling in the sense that, like, I don't know. Like, what? I don't know. Am I good at traveling?
Well, you know, some people, like, really don't like being away from home, or, like, they're really good at being at home because they've got, like, all their things that they like. Mm-hmm.
I do like being at home.
Yeah.
I love being at home so much. And I like having a routine. I think that's the thing that traveling messes me up with. Like, I want to, like, have routine. Like, that's my balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that right now. But I love being in London. So fun to be here.
So have you had a chance to kind of get into London a little bit?
I had one day where I walked around, and it was epic.
And was there anything where you're like, whoa? Because people are always like, that building's older than my country.
Okay, no, I didn't see. I needed to be guided, and I wasn't guided.
What were you just literally walking
aimlessly
around and seeing what happens?
Well, I went to, what's that market called?
Oh, Borough Market? Food Market?
No.
Spitalfields
Portobello.
Market? Portobello Market. Yeah,
okay. Amazing.
We have a lot of markets, but yeah, that's
I know
a good
you guys
one.
Do. You guys do. But
we
yeah, I walked
market.
That market.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Did you get anything?
Did I get something?
Do you like to like thrift store? Like,
I do.
There's
I
a
like,
lot of vintage
love,
clothing there
yes,
as well.
Yes, I love a vintage find.
Yeah. Did you find anything?
I think I bought, what did I buy? I think I bought a pair of shoes.
Okay.
I bought a pair of shoes, and I also maybe bought a jacket.
Okay.
Which is great for this weather because it's 100 degrees.
I know. Save that for later.
Yes.
Are you reading anything at the moment? Do you have time to do that?
Reading?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just started a book club with my friends.
Okay. What?
Yes.
All right. Tell us.
Okay. It's called Demon Copperhead. Have you read it?
Yes.
You read it?
Yeah.
No, you have not.
I have.
Seriously?
Yes, of course.
Do you want to be in my book club?
Well, yeah, because it's a tough, how far are you in it?
Wait, oh my God, I'm like 15 pages in.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
It takes a sec. Okay, well,
no,
I'm
I mean, it's
to...
just a, it's a heavy lift. In terms of,
I'm
like, it's a thick
reader.
Book and it's also... But no, it won loads of awards because it is it's an Appalachian riff on David Copperfield.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
See, I should be in your book club.
Yeah, you gotta get in there.
So David Copperfield, very famous Charles Dickens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Film, book.
Yes.
And this is kind of like an Appalachian
Spin of it.
Spin of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but really?
I'm only 15 pages in.
Oh my God.
And I need to finish the book in like 3 weeks. Is that possible?
Yeah, you can dedicate yourself
but
to
I'm
that.
But I'm a slow reader.
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't finished it either. So I could.
What page are you technically?
I'm kind of middle. I'm like, because I do this thing, because I've got that as a physical book, but I don't like take it on the tube and stuff. So on the tube, I'm reading a different thing on my iPad.
Oh, so you're never going to finish the book.
Wow.
You're never going to finish, unless you join my book club.
If I was in a book club, I'd finish it.
Okay.
I already have astute observations that I can bring.
Yes, please. All right, you're welcome to join.
What is the book club? Do you have a name for the book club? Is it a Stella Lefty's
book
club?
No, it's a group chat. No. It's literally, it's a group chat with me and five of my friends. Okay. And so it's called Book Club.
Original,
just,
yeah.
You're right. We're the first ones.
I mean, it does what it says.
Yes, it's really straightforward.
And did you pick this book or did somebody else pick this book?
No, my friend Grace picked the book. She was like, this is what we got to read. And we were all like, okay. And I was nervous about it because I'm a slow reader.
Yeah.
And it's like, to your point, hefty. Yeah. And I was like, oh, can we just read like a 100-page book to start
You know
out?
What you can do on Spotify?
Listen.
Because you've
it?
Got loads of free books on Spotify. And you can open your Spotify and open your camera and point it at the page that you're on. And it'll start reading you that book from that page.
No way.
Yeah.
But do you have to take a picture of every page? Or
you don't even
just
take
do
a picture,
one?
No. You just, it just like.
You scan it.
Yeah, it's just a button on Spotify that you push and it opens your camera and it goes, and then it takes you there, starts reading the book from there. And then if you want to pick the book back up again, you open the camera again and you just flip the book and it'll tell you, stop here. This is where we
No
finish.
Way. Yeah, so oh, that's genius. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to
finish,
the book.
This.
I'll be fine.
I have so much to bring to this book club.
You do. You already have changed the game for me in the reading process.
Hey, it's really great to meet you, Stella.
So great to meet you.
And it's so exciting, everything that's happening. And I hope that you get a chance when you're having these enormous moments where you're on stage to 60,000 people or you're in Hyde Park with Mumford & Sons or you're with the guy that you love on stage in front of 60,000 people, that you are able to just kind of take a moment for yourself and be like, yeah, I'm doing okay.
Thank you. I gotta do that. I gotta take one of those.
All right, let's go talk more about books.
Yes.
Later.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.